All right, we got lots of guests coming up. We're going to start with this guy. I think we know who he is.
Hey,
it's our boys. Our friend Chris Buchanani.
Hi, everybody.
And I guess we have to call you Dr. Buchanani.
No, because you're an
instructor now.
You do not. Yes, instructor, not a professor.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes I get those confused. All right, you're involved with something which I've heard of before, but
yeah.
I need to check out further because it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. So it's called the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, which is a national nonprofit, but it has branches at various universities, including Penn State. And it's basically a way for, they facilitate people in the community who have knowledge, special interests, anything that they have a passion to share with other people, and they connect them with lifelong learners. So these are people who are 50 plus who join OLLI, O-L-L-I, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. And they can take these classes. And if you're a member, you can take them for reduced tuition. If you're a non-member of OLLI, so anyone in the community can sign up, you can pay a little extra. You can take any one of the courses from their catalog. The website is OLLI, O-L-L-I, .psu.edu. You can get all the information on there on the website. You can sign up and become a member. You can gift a membership to someone in your life who is interested in maybe a retiree or somebody who's just got a curious mind. I've done that. I've given OLLI memberships as gifts. And today, up at Innovation Park at the Outreach Building from 1:30 to 3 o'clock, we're going to have a free open house. So if any of this sounds intriguing, if you think it might be for you or, again, for somebody else in your life, maybe a parent or a friend or a neighbor, come on out to the Outreach Building in Innovation Park, 1:30 to 3, free cookies.
Now we're talking.
Probably should have led with that.
You got Jeff with
and,
free cookies.
Yeah, you're going to learn all about it. There's going to be a lot of instructors there, a lot of volunteers to talk about it. And I'll be there because I teach, this is my second year now, a course on Penn State football history, which I'm going to offer again this fall. So if that piques your interest, you can come meet me, learn a little bit more about the course, sign up for it if you're of a mind. And yeah, it's just a very, very cool program that has been going for a long time, has offered a lot of really, really great opportunities for the folks in this community. One of the many great things about living in Happy Valley, you have access to something like this. And I'm really gratified and proud to be a part of it.
There
I'm just trying
go.
To spread the gospel.
No, that is. That's very cool.
And Ironhead, again, we qualify. Whoa.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're not youngsters, okay? And again, it's 50 and over, which, is there a reason 50 and over? What?
I can't speak specifically to the age guidelines. And again, I think if you show up and you're 49 and you want to buy a membership, I don't know that you're going to be turned away. Oh, like God. I said,
those 49-year-old kids couldn't handle this.
How about it?
That's it.
and it is. It's enrollment in any particular course is available to the entire community. I think when OLLI got started as an endeavor, the goal was to serve lifelong learners, like continuous learners who were getting into or close to retirement, and thus, you know, you got to pick an age at one point, you know.
Okay. So you are the instructor for the history of Penn State football.
Yes, sir.
Now, is this like every week, every month? How does that work?
So it's I do it in three installments. Last year, I did it in the evening. This year, you know, it's a new course, and they're trying to figure out where the sweet spot for it is in terms of the interest level. It's, you can take it hybrid, too, so you can take it in class or online. Or you can watch via Zoom. And this year, it's going to be on Monday mornings, starting on September the 8th. And so I teach it in three installments, three 90-minute sessions.
Okay.
Monday morning seems appropriate for the Monday morning quarterback.
You know, indeed.
Follow Penn State indeed. Football. So
that works.
Yeah.
All right, that's nice.
And I give my last lecture the Monday before the whiteout against Oregon, which is awesome for two reasons. Because number one, that's going to be a great time to be talking about Penn State football.
For sure.
And number two, I am 99.9 repeating percent sure I'm not going to have any grumpy students in my classroom the way the non-conference schedule sets up.
I think that is correct.
Ah, very smart.
Yes.
Okay, nice. Now, I mean, you've got a catalog there.
Yes,
and
sir.
Again, a website, olli.psu.edu.
Yes.
That's essentially the online catalog. I don't know, what are, now you're doing Penn State football history. What are some other, I don't know, courses or things?
Yeah, that, I mean, it's, there's, again, if you are somebody who has, like I said, a curious mind, just wants to learn about something, there's probably an opportunity for you here in the Olli catalog. I've got the page open to history and politics, which is where my course is listed, and just in the same page as my course listing, there's one on the Allied invasion of Sicily in 1943, so like World War II history.
All right, there you go.
The Lewis and Clark expedition and a connection to Pennsylvania. Many sides of Abraham Lincoln. Alaska's gold rush train. Baby boomers take the presidency, the life and presidencies of Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. If you're a political aficionado, to me, that's a really interesting inflection point in American political history. The election of Bill Clinton, the first baby boomer president. So that sort of handoff from H.W., who was Greatest Generation, to Bill Clinton. So there's a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
I'll shout out two courses in particular, in addition to mine. Lee Stout, the former university archivist, he teaches a course on the history of Beaver Stadium. And so that's just a single session, and it seems especially interesting given everything going on over at the Beave this year. And I know Lee's been doing that with Olli for several years. And a good buddy of mine, anthropology professor at Penn State, Kirk French, who teaches the single most popular undergraduate course at Penn State, Anth 140, I think it is, the anthropology of alcohol. He takes all the highlights from his semester-long course and condenses it down into one single session you can take through Olli.
The anthropology of alcohol.
Yes.
Is the number one course at Penn State.
Yeah, does it surprise you?
Well, no.
Not even a little.
I didn't take that one when I was in school. But
you guys should have Kirk in here sometime. It was entirely his brainchild. And really, it's a very, very cool class. He covers the history of alcohol, its production, and its social role in cultures throughout history. He talks about, you know, modern social mores around alcohol. He brings the Piazza family in to talk to the class about dangers of alcohol consumption and how certain, you know, like the like with the fraternity system and the animal house culture, how excess of consumption has become part of modern alcohol culture and the dangers of that, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a real, real, really cool class. So, you know, you can get a condensed version of that. There are, through this program, for folks just tuning in, we're talking about Penn State Olli, OLLI, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, doing an open house at the Outreach Building today at 1:30, open to the public. Come one, come all. There are a lot of tours, some kind of like off-site to nature locations. You go through the Penn State Arboretum. I know some years, not this year, obviously, with the construction, but they'll do tours of Beaver Stadium.
Yeah.
There are yoga, meditation classes, Tai Chi. Tony Sapia won their Instructor of the Year award one year for teaching bread making. So I told Tony, I'm coming for him. I'm trying to get me one of those statues one time.
Yes.
But
indeed.
Yeah, it's really a broad array of topics you can get access to. And the tuition is super duper affordable. The membership is not a lot. And then once you're a member, you're going to pay about $35 per class.
Wow.
Well, that's not even yours is a three session class.
Yes.
So $35 for three sessions.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that. Okay. So once again, there's an open house today.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go today.
Yep.
1:30 to 3:00, Innovation Park. The Outreach Building is kind of at the end of that that section that they have there.
Yeah.
You will
hang a right, and it's opposite side of the street from the Penn Stater Hotel.
You will pay for parking. Okay, if you park at the outreach building, at least you will pay for parking.
Indeed.
Today, although it's got like a couple of bucks, no big deal. I want to check this out, Chris. I mean, again, this is not just, oh, it's only online. No, this is like in person, like you're in a room someplace, right? Getting people together.
Yeah, it was a weird experience for me last year, actually having to learn to balance teaching to the in-classroom audience and then the online audience. I think I picked it up. I was concerned that the online folks were going to get left out.
Yeah.
I know that was kind of sometimes an issue for my daughter during COVID.
Yeah.
With the mix of in person and online. But I got pretty good feedback. I checked in with the online students just to make sure they were feeling like they were part of the whole thing. But,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, good luck.
Appreciate it.
This sounds good. I'm absolutely checking this out. Can I steal your catalog?
Yeah, you may.
Okay,
of course.
I'm gonna steal your catalog because I want to take a look at that. That looks pretty neat. All right. Well, good luck, Doctor Bucanani.
Thanks, boys. I appreciate it.
There we go.